Having now heard in its entirety the Alan Parsons Project Tales of Mystery and Imagination, we are pleased and delighted to have with us this evening not only Alan Parsons, who produced the album that you heard, but also Eric Wolfson, Alan's partner, who also was the executive producer on the album and, if truth be known, actually came up with the original concept to do this album. Gentlemen, a massive undertaking. How many musicians did you involve in this project?
It must have been between 200 and 300 people altogether, which, as you can probably imagine, adds up to a lot of bucks. But I mean, when you consider the the budgets for films these days, it appears as a tiny portion of that. In fact, together with the studio expenses, the album cost in the region of $250,000.
Amongst those 200 or 300 musicians, are there any names that we will recognize?
Yes, certainly. The backing tracks were recorded by Pilot, who are a well-known group both sides of the Atlantic, and Ambrosia, who also will be well-known mainly in this country. The vocals were done by Terry Sylvester, who is one of the Hollies, John Miles, who is another English artist, and Arthur Brown, who will be well-known to most people for his rendering of Fire, which was a hit single to just about every country in the world, and also, of course, more recently on the Tommy album.
How did all of these musicians react when you brought them into the studio? How did they react to the idea behind the project?
Well, in fact, they didn't know that they were working on an album about Edgar Allan Poe. In fact, the whole thing was kept a closely guarded secret. We gave each title a mock name. For instance, the Fall of the House of Usher was known for the studio purposes as From Usher with Love. And the Cask of Amontillado we titled Bristol Cream. that gives you an idea. It was just the first idea that came into our head, just to keep the whole thing a secret. I think Arthur Brown had an inkling of what was happening, because the lyrics alone were enough to give it away. But he was, when he first came into the studio, he was very subdued, and we ran through it, and he sort of he was humming the tune, this and that and the other, and then when he went into the studio, the whole sort of thing changed. He started leaping around, and yelling and screaming, which was just the job for the Telltale Heart on the album.
As only Arthur Brown can.
Right.
Indeed. Aside from all of the musicians, what technical innovations did you come up with as you put this entire production together, Alan?
Well, the whole album was recorded at the legendary Abbey Road Studios, home of the Beatles and what have you. EMI, the company behind Abbey Road Studios, came up with a marvelous device which converted the human speaking voice into a musical voice. In other words, on The Raven, on the album, I literally just speak the words. Meanwhile, Eric plays the notes on a keyboard.
An amazing bit of technical mayhem, indeed. Eric, you were the chap who conceived of this entire project. How did you come up with such a massive idea?
Well, it would be nice to say, perhaps, that I was inspired by John Lennon's line in I Am the Walrus, where he says, "Man, you should have seen them kicking Edgar Allan Poe." But the truth is much more mundane. I did it originally as a marketing exercise when I was studying marketing. I looked at, amongst other things, the fact that people were drawn to terror. They went to see films such as King Kong, Psycho, Earthquake, Towering Inferno, and Jaws. As a way of getting release, and I felt perhaps there was something we could capture and record.
And Edgar Allan Poe seemed the obvious choice.
You selected not only some of the better-known Poe works, The Raven, The Telltale Heart, The Fall of the House of Usher, but you also selected some rather obscure things that Poe wrote.
Yes, well, the interesting thing about so many of Poe's works is the fascinating titles he gave. Whilst perhaps his poetry wasn't always of a consistent standard, when you take a title such as Dream Within a Dream, and a line like, "Is all that we see or seem but a dream within a dream?" then that says it all. Similarly with To One in Paradise, we felt that there was an interpretation here of Paul possibly writing his own epitaph, and we used this to make a song, to write a song, which we regarded as Poe's credo.
How long did it take you from the time that this was a marketing concept in college to the time that you completed it? What was the timetable on this, Alan?
Well, Eric first came to me with the idea about 2 years ago, but the time wasn't right then to venture straight into it. The whole thing started probably 9 months to a year later when we were at MIDEM, the big publishing convention in France, and we went to see the president of 20th Century Records, Russ Regan, and we presented the idea to him to do a contemporary rock album on the works of Edgar Allan Poe, and he just fell for the idea straight, and even when we told him that the scale we wanted to do it on, the huge budget that was involved, he still went for it and said yes, yes, yes all the way, and that's a very commendable thing for any record man.
Did you have a personal fascination for Poe at the very beginning, at the outset of the project?
I had an interest. I would say that it was greatly inspired by the making of the album. I mean, I did read stories as a child, but I found out a lot more about him since childhood, about the man himself. And we've tried to bring as much of the character of Poe through as possible, you know, throughout the album.
And so the two of you have composed the music, the two of you have taken the inspiration from this great genius and have indeed added your own put into it and have come up with what I consider to be a small work of art. The thank Alan you. Parsons Project, Tales of Mystery and Imagination, the works of Edgar Allan Poe. Gentlemen, thank you for being with us, and to all of you who are listening, we hope you've enjoyed our program, and we hope that you'll be listening through the coming months to Tales of Mystery and Imagination, the Alan Parsons Project on 20th Century Records. My name is Warren Duffy. Thank you and good night.